Hey everybody, welcome back to the Lion's Pride. Seems like it's been a while since I've made a podcast or did any kind of recording. I mean, I've been busy in my life. You know how it gets. You just want to try and record or try and do whatever your hobby is, but you gotta take care of what's really going on in life, the stuff that's really important. Not that this isn't important, but you know, some things have to take priority over, you know, what your fun is. Recently, unfortunately, was evicted from my apartment not too long ago. And this very, very, very gracious girl that I've been talking to and been in a relationship with let me come and stay with her for right now until I can get back on my feet. So I just want to give her a shout out. Thank you very much, because I know she'll be listening. I appreciate it. You're awesome. Just want to throw that out there. Nobody like you I've ever met before. That being said, how is everybody doing today? You know, it's a new month, September 17th. It's afternoon time here in Missouri. I've been on the job hunt. You know, how many of you guys just, it used to be easy to get a job. You just walk into a place, put an application in, you know, you see the person that you're handing the application to, it's usually the person doing the hiring talk right there. Sometimes they just hire on the spot. Now everything's just electronic. You got to do everything online. And what I found out is most of the time whenever you do it online, it's not even going to the place that you're applying for. It's going to like a corporate office or a like type of call center where they're just going through all your stuff and then they pass them along to someone else and then that person passes it along to the store that you're applying for. So it sees like three or four people before you even get to actually, the people actually get to see it that are the ones hiring you. You know what I mean? It just makes jobs so difficult nowadays because they pass up on so many good people because, you know, they're not the ones actually doing it. And that's why people have so many job turnarounds like, oh, well, I hired this person and this person. Well, they hired this person. And, you know, they're there for 2 days and then they're gone. You know, the people don't really care what, you know, who they're hiring and stuff. They just see, oh, the first 10 people that applied. Okay, well, these are the first 10 people that we're going to push through. You know, not knowing that, hey, 11 through 20 has like five or six people that are like A-plus stars or something like that. You know, A-plus workers. But, I mean, that's just the way it is nowadays. Technology and the no face-to-face. But recently, I did get an interview chance, and it was a virtual interview where you do the interview online but like over a video cam, so it was a video interview, which that was pretty cool. I think those are nice, but again, still, you're not really actually talking to anybody. It's just a thing. It's just recording you answering questions. But hey, the good thing about that was that you can do it anywhere that you want to, you know, in the privacy of your own home, in your car, at the library, as long as you dress professional, you know, dress for the occasion. You can find more. I mean, I do like those interviews a lot more. Those ones are better. It puts a face along with the application. Then, like, I do so many of these online applications, and it's funny that it's like, well, what race are you? And then you would think that we're almost to 2020, and a lot of these online applications still only say, you know, white, non-Hispanic, African, Hispanic, you know, Native American, Asian, something else, non-Hispanic, Pacific Islander, stuff like that. But a lot of them don't have the ones for, like, what are you supposed to check if you're a double race? Like, what are you supposed to check if you're a mixed breed or you're a hybrid? You know, you're black or white, or you're Asian or, you know, black or Asian and Pacific Islander or whatever, you know? Like, where's your two or more races at? Where's that option? Like, are you guys not updated? You know, are you guys still stuck in the, you know, the 1900s where it's like, well, they can only be one race. They're only one race. Or where's the option at least for other? Like, what, your race ain't even on there. Like, it just don't make no sense. Like, you know, at least on a piece of paper, you could write in like, hey, I'm something, I'm Australian, it's not on there, but I guess that would still be called Caucasian, but, you know, regardless, you know what I'm saying, like, hey, I'm a mixed breed, I'm black and white, or I'm Asian and white, or I'm Asian and black, or Puerto Rican and Scandinavian, or some shit like that. I mean, where's them options at? Like, you guys update your apps to say at least two or more race options. I mean, like, a lot of, and the thing about it is like, a lot of the smaller places have those options, but it's the bigger places, like the bigger companies, that still don't have the two or more races. So you know what I choose? I just choose white, because I'm half white, half black. I'm gonna get a better chance if I say I'm white. And the thing about it is, I've actually put this theory to test, because I've applied to a place like once before and put on there that I was black, because they didn't have that, and I didn't ever get an interview, never got a call back. Then I go back and get to do it again, you know, after a lot of times passed, and I put on them that white, and I get a call back the same day. They want to do an interview. And then I think whenever I walk in, they're usually a little shocked, and I'm like, well, I'm half white and half black. You guys don't have a two or more options, so I'm going with the white version, so I know I'm going to get an interview. But it just, the online shit sucks. It just sucks. You don't get no, remember they used to have the no hiring signs in the apply inside, no hiring, apply inside, or help wanted, apply inside. You know, you got to be face to face with the people. You can talk to them. They can see you. They can see that maybe you're struggling, you need a job, or, you know, that you're perfect for what they're doing, or you know, they just want to give a helping hand. You know, remember when that's what jobs used to do? They're like, hey, yeah, I need help. This guy looks like he's trying to provide for his family, or he's trying, I'm going to give him a chance. But they don't have that now. And like I was saying, you know, so like they had the call center type places that are like, you know, just for the, you know, applications. And like I said, they just picked like the first 10 that go through, and, you know, it just don't make no sense. And then you have like these mass hiring events where they are, you know, trying to fill a bunch of positions, and they have a bunch of people come in, and then they just get overwhelmed, I think. And maybe that's probably the reason they got the online thing. But like, I went to an open interview not too long ago, and I'm still waiting on a call back or not, because they're trying to fill 40 positions. 200 some people applied. I called and they were like, oh yeah, we haven't got through everybody's application questions that we did with everybody. It'll be a couple more days, you know, probably at the end of the week or something. Man, it's like, you know, before you'd have got hired on the spot. Then I'm like, oh yeah, I love your answers. Bam, hired. But it ain't like that no more. But I digress. You know, it's just the way the world works today. Sometimes you don't even got to be connected now, because it's all online, so it really doesn't matter. But this has just been my little ramblings from the Lion's Pride. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Come again, you know, sit down, listen wherever you're listening from, your car, your bike, house, work. You know, when you're at the Lion's Pride, we're all in the lion's den. So you guys have a great day. Hope you guys enjoyed. And I'll probably be doing some more lately. Sooner, I'm going to try and not take too long to get the next one out. So again, you guys enjoy. Have a great day. Leo's thumbs up. And this is all from the Lion's Pride. Peace.